You need assistance. You need a helper. Receive that helper. Receive that helper. Receive that helper. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name I decree. Sit down, we are talking. Dava kukaki great is the fish it manitas. The Bible says Nahash, the Ammonite. Nahash, the Ammonite, came against Jabesh Gilead and besieged it in a dangerous attack. To besiege means to encamp round, not giving them access to go out or to come in, to be hedged in, to be locked up, to be in bondage. And the Bible says the person that did this was who? Nahash. And he's from where? Ammon. He's an Ammonite. And he was their king. Let me wait and express this to you. Ammon is the son of Lot. The last daughter, you know, Lot had two daughters. The first one gave birth to Amalek. The second daughter gave birth to Ammon. The first name they called him was Ben-Ammi, which in translation is Ammon. So he is the son of incest. Am I talking? Glory is not in it. Then number two, please follow closely. He was the brother, supposedly, or the cousin of Abraham. Am I correct? So there's a relation. Yet he's the one, and his people are the one that rose up to do what? To fight. The people that might be fighting you might just be your brothers and sisters. People closely related or distantly related to you. They are the ones behind your woes. Let me explain it and express it fully. You know the meaning of the word Nahash? Nahash in Hebrew means serpent. Snake. They are the green snake in where? In the green grass that you never can identify. They are the ones in the family that trouble your destiny, but they are busy smiling with you. Many of them are the rats that chop your foot, your leg, and they are the ones blowing breeze inside the leg. Then they chop you, they go. But then they smile with you. Nahash, the serpent, who should fight the enemies of Israel, was the one fighting Israel himself. And he went to one of the cities of Israel, Jabesh Gilead, not Jerusalem, because he knew he could not fight the greater one. So he went to a smaller one. Now who the feet beat that they attack? Oh. Now who the feet beat that they attack? Who they attack you? The person when they attack you, get from mind, say, if he finish you. That is why they are attacking you. That is why the problems that come your way, come your way. Look, can I talk to somebody here? If an issue of 100,000 as a problem comes to a man who is a multimillionaire, now problem be that? Because to him, 100,000 is not a problem. So do you think that when the enemy wants to attack a man who is the billionaire, now 100,000 problem you go give him? Because if you give him 100,000 problem, what will he do immediately? What is this? I beg you, from in pocket 7 I go bring him. He go just solve the problem there. So it is not a problem for him. The kind of problem the enemy will give that kind of man who is a multi-millionaire is a problem bigger than what he can carry, what he can solve with his money. Am I talking now? That is why the problems you get in life are problems that are programmed by the enemy to rubbish you, to make you look like a non-entity, to make you look as if you have no sense, as if you have no power. Look at it. He beseeched them to a point that they had to come out to say, the way it is now, please make a covenant with us. Don't kill us. If they had power to fight him, would they not have fought him? They would have fought him, but they didn't have the power. If you get power to solve this financial problem, you knock for the solver. How about you not get? So when you cannot address a matter and attend to it, you try to enter into covenant, into dialogue. How we go do one? How we go do one? That was where they got themselves involved in. How we go do this issue now? The man, to show you, is a wicked serpent. Who should have said, okay, I know, just bring a little tribute, I will leave you. He said, no. He said, the only thing I will do for you is that all the men, not some, all, including the king, all of you, what will I do? I will pluck out your right eye. So, all of you, your right eye, I'm going to take them out. I'll pull them out and throw it on the ground. Pull them out and throw it on the ground. And make it like a reproach to all of Israel. So that anytime you see a person with only one eye, right eye don't blind, you're going to say, Nami Dwan. He wanted to take boast on the fact that he injured them. And he did something to them that nobody could stop him from doing. Because they were helpless. I don't know what the enemy has programmed to do to reproach you. To make you a laughing stock to your generation. Today, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. By this altar, by the God we serve, I decree anything, anybody has programmed against you to do, to make you a laughing stock and a reproach before men, I decree it will not stand. I decree it will not stand. I curse it. I destroy it. I break it. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name. Shout that amen 3 times. Do you know what it means to pluck out the right eye? To take away their vision so that they will not be able to see. To take away their vision, their ability to see. Oh, whoever has taken away your vision, so that you will not see your bed tomorrow, so that you will not have a better hope for a better tomorrow, I destroy it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever wants to leave a mark on your face, your life, that every time somebody looks at you, they will say, why is your life like this? Do you know what it means to make a eye to be taken away? It means to deform a person. Which means the beautiful form that the person had before, you destroy it and let him to be deformed. And then people now begin to ask questions. Why is your eye like this? Your eye correct before, but why not correct again? Then you will start explanation that now this thing ain't do me. Now this thing ain't do me. I reject it. Whatever the enemy wants to do to give you a mind, a word that will make you to be explaining your deformity, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. I refuse it. You get moto before, then the enemy comes and deforms you and makes the moto not to be and takes the car away from your hand. And then people will see you trekking. What would they not ask? Where is your moto? Where is your car? Then you go begin give excuse. You go begin tell Tori, now so 7 jam 11. Now so things now happen. When it can't be like this, it will not be your portion. It will not be your portion. It will not be your portion. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, I heard the story of a young man. He just said he didn't know why. He just found himself in Nigeria. Because he heard his name being called inside him. John, come back home. Come back home. He just told his wife, the way Bishop had to go back to Nigeria. We not plan them before now. It's not everything that they plan. I just have to. But did they do me make I enter? As he entered Nigeria, he eye clear. When he eye clear, what did I do for Nigeria? I don't really come say I won't do anything. To go back now, na issue. Go, no go. Come, no come. To go back became an issue. Every time somebody will see him, they say, what do you see they do for here? Not beyond that, you they say, hey, now you under they stay before, but another way they make me not to be able to get my papers to go back again. No, every time I try to, something always happens. They refuse me. You will not tell that kind of story. You will not tell that kind of story. I reject it in the name of Jesus. Shout a loud amen. I refuse the fact that you will be called a one-time big man. Somebody say, mba. Somebody say, I reject it. You will not be called a one-time big man. A man that used to be big, but now he's no longer big. Then when they see you, they're going to ask you, say, Oga, what will happen now? He, now so condition can't be. What will happen? Like they told me of a man of God who used to be very popular. I wouldn't call names. He used to be so popular that he had cars. The best of cars in his days were the best of cars he bought. And he would buy about 4, 5, 6, 7. He would line all of them on the road. And he was always in the best of hotels, taking the presidential suite with all his friends, with all his pastors. He was running mightily. Monies were coming. He was traveling abroad, having ministry abroad and in Nigeria. But after a while, they didn't see him anymore. The next time, if son of mine would see him, saw him in a bank with an old brocade that had faded. Man of God. He said, to be sure, he went to greet him. And he went to greet him. The man looked at him and said, oh, God bless you. He said, I think you are Reverend. He said, yes, I am. He said, God bless you, sir. I could not pass without greeting you. But he had seen what he shouldn't have seen. How will a great man like that be wearing faded brocade? Somebody say, God forbid. The enemy had deformed him. The enemy had reproached him. Stand to your feet, church. Say, in the name of Jesus, the enemy will not deform me. The enemy will not reproach me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, open your mouth and begin to pray that. I reject every deformation. I reject every reproach that the enemy has programmed against my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I will not be a reproach. I decree I will not be a reproach. I will not be deformed. I will not be deformed spiritually, financially, materially, maritally, career-wise. I will not be deformed. Open your mouth and pray. Krakushata, lalavakatote broko baba baba ha. Kelege degre, ripropakashita lata, repraputa puta lita late. Elege duzu brakabushki alata, rarata kata lata tata. Clap your hands and pray. Take this thing seriously. Take it seriously. I will not be deformed. I will not be deformed. Bakashe levre tu kabula tita araka tatalaka tete kelegre tegre tegre te ilata tatatata pakoshatia. I will not be deformed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I will not be reproached by the authority in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody shout, I will not be deformed. I will not be reproached. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Sit down. I am still talking about this. Church, don't joke with this. I told us some time ago about the story of a lady who used to be a member of this ministry, whose husband was so big. They were so big that in their day, they dined with kings. They dined with presidents. They dined with the who was who in their day. Because this man was the accountant of Gowon. Of the president, of the head of state of Nigeria. He was his personal accountant. Every governmental functions, they were there. They were massive and mighty. They had, was it 4 or 5 children? And this man trained all his brothers and sisters. Whenever the woman would say, my husband, what have you kept for us? And me and the children, he said, not to worry. As long as I've taken care of my brothers and my sisters, even if anything happens to me, they will take care of you. Listen to me. The man went one day and settled the last one in an office that he got for him. And as he was coming out, he had an accident and he died. And that was it. That was it. The family took everything from her and left her like the Benin Jose Ogboloka, completely empty and naked. She didn't know where to go to. Nobody to help. Some of these home videos are no lie. Some of them are very true. She came all the way from Lagos to hide her shame in that deformed state. No cars, no good house to stay, no money. Nobody could help. She had to come to Benin to rent a house, one house in a slum area. And we trek from Uselu to Ring Road to look for something to do. It was in that one of those days that she got into Ring Road, and she did not know the depression had come so hard. She started pulling her clothes, stark naked, going mad. Were you not there, Mama? She was the one. You were also there. They were there to saw her and covered her. Covered her. Covered her. The enemy deformed her life and the lives of the children. The enemy reproached them. Children, you will not lose your fathers. Listen. You will not lose your mothers. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen. Nobody can take care of your child like you can take care of your child. Many children that do what they do, even as helps in strange places that are suffering, many of them they don't plan to. It was because they were deformed. Do you not know, God forbid, if something happens to your children, who will take care of them? I mean, if something happens to you as a parent, where will your children land? Do you know the kind of house that they will stay in? Do you know the people that will treat them the way they treat them? Gabashita palata. Oh, Lua, you shall not be deformed. You will not be deformed. You will not be reproached. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not in business. Not in life. Not in what you do. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shout, I hear you. I have seen some people who have been reproached, whom the enemy attacked, and because they had no helper, they were ridiculed, they were finished. The mystery of helpers is unbelievable. The mystery of a helper. The Bible says, this serpent of a man reproached them to the point that he said, look, I will pull out your eyes and make it a reproach. He was bold to say it. And somebody has been boasting and beating their chest over your life, saying, no, you will not amount to anything. I pull my shoe for their sake, and I stand on this altar to say, whoever has boasted concerning you in the day or in the night, in the covers of the witches and the wizards, or in the place of the occultist, they will die for your sake. They will die for your sake. They will die for your sake. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whoever is doing you secretly so that your life do not amount to all your life should become, I submit them to God, and I decree they perish. They perish. They perish. They perish. They perish. They perish. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever want to put sand for your gari, whoever they put sand for your gari, I decree the Lord destroy them. I decree the Lord destroy them. I decree the Lord destroy them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever says it will not go well with you, it will not go well with them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever is fighting you secretly to make you a reproach, to make you a byword, to make you a proverb, I decree the Lord of hosts, the God of war, fight them and smite them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. From this altar, I reject the plans of the wicked. From this altar, I destroy the destroyer. From this altar, I waste the waster. From this altar, I destroy those that want to destroy you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, shout amen 3 times. Whoever wants to snuff your children, kill your children to make you shed tears, they will die and their children will die. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever wants to take food away from your mouth, I said their food shall be taken away completely. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Whoever does not want you to have peace, they will not know peace in Jesus' name. I decree, let the wickedness of the wicked rest upon the head of the wicked. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, shout the louder, amen.
Rabrata, sit down. My spirit is grieved. De gredu suvrakatish. Ale kete gretesh. What did you do then? No, I want to ask you now. What did Jabesh Gilead do to Nahash? We're not told that he did anything. He just wanted to show his power that he can destroy these people. Some people just want to use you to experiment and to show and to flex muscle. It will not be yours. You will not see your head. They will not see your life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They will not see your children, no, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shout a loud amen.
Ah, when they heard that, the children of Israel said, to pluck out our right eyes. He said, please, just give us 7 days of respite. Let us send messengers all through the coast of Israel to see if there will be any to help us, to save us. Let us send messengers, whether there will be any that will hear our heart cry and will be able to help. The Bible says messengers went out from one place to another. Now, I came to ask you, if you are given 7 days ultimatum to pay that rent, who can you send to that will help you? If you are given 7 days of respite for you to seek for help from the people you know, your circle of friends, who can come to your rescue? That is when you will know whether a person has people or not. A man is as rich as the friends and family that can come to his rescue. Listen. Because many friends and family can have, but do not come to your rescue. So a man is as rich as the family and friends that when he can call upon, they will answer. Do you have such persons in your life? Do you have such persons of influence and access? Who is an influencer? A person of influence. That person is what you call a game changer. Somebody say game changer. Which means the person has the power to change conditions for the better. Who can you call upon if you need 200,000 tomorrow morning? Say, I'm in dire need of 200,000. And the person can take your call and say, do not worry. By tomorrow, before 6 a.m., you will get an alert on your phone. That is an influence. That is an access. A man of influence and a man of access. The person that can change the condition and the situation you find yourself in. Do we have such? If you don't have, that is why God sent me to declare this message, that on this day, between now and the end of this year, Jehovah God, by the mystery of supernatural helpers, will raise for you, will make for you, will make for you, will make for you, will make for you, like he made for Adam, a great influencer, a great access, a person of great help. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive such a helper, receive such a helper,
receive such a helper in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shout amen 3 times. Sit down.
Problems are no problems when you have the means to solve them. Problems are not considered as what? Problems. When you have the means to solve them. Problems that linger is a clear sign that you don't have helpers or the means to solve them.
As the messengers went, they came to Jabesh. They came to Gibeah. They went to other places. And they came to Gibeah of Saul. And the Bible says, when the people heard the news, they began to weep. Oh Lord, this takes me to another dimension. Men who weep, weep because the book is closed. They don't have any to open the book. He said, I wept much because the seal over the book was there and there was none to open the book. If your book is opened, you will not weep anymore. If your helper shows up, you will not weep anymore. The reason why you are still crying over that matter is because you have not been helped concerning the matter. That is why heaven sent me. You will not weep anymore. I don't know what area of your life in which you are weeping secretly. There are secret tears. Tears that wet the pillows at night. There are secret tears. Tears that a man cannot say. They cannot weep in the presence of his children. But he weeps personally and privately. God sent me this morning. The person that God will use even to wipe away your tears, you will see that person. You will come in contact with that person. You will meet with that person in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the grace of God, I carry it. If that person cannot be found, that person will be made for you. That person will be specially made for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Bible says Saul was just coming from the field with a herd of animals. And when he heard it, the Spirit of God entered into him. To show you this, nobody helps you if the Spirit of God does not enable the person to help you. Nobody. A woman during the days when Samaria was besieged also began to cry to the king and shouted, oh king, help me. And the king answered, he said, if God does not help, how can I help? God has to help you first before man helps you. So help must come first from the realms of the spirit before it is made manifest in the flesh. So wise people, they connect first into the realm of the spirit before they begin to connect in the physical. Some of us do not know this. It's a policy of spiritual dimensions. That you run to a person to help you does not mean the person will help you. He might have what you need, but he might not give you if his heart has not been washed, stirred by God to help you. So the first person to run to is not man. The first person to run to is God. That's why he says, call upon me in the day of trouble. Not call upon a man. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and show you my glory. The Spirit entered Saul, who was just newly anointed to be king over Israel. Am I talking? He was a man of influence and a man of access. His word meant so much at that time because he had just been anointed. If he was not anointed and he did what he did and sent message to all of Israel, would they have listened to him? For where? That's why he's a man of influence, a man of position, a man of authority, and a man whose words will be obeyed.
And the Bible says, all of Israel gathered together when he used this word. He says, so will be done. This will be done to the animals and the oxen of every man who will not respond to Saul and to Samuel, which means to me, the king, and to Samuel, the prophet. And the honor of Prophet Samuel was so much that he too was what? An influence. A man of influence and a man of great access. And based on these two personalities, the Bible says 300,000 Israelites, 300,000 men of Israel gathered together to him for the sake of a people called Jabesh Gilead. Men will gather for your sake as God will raise you an influencer, a man and a person of influence. They might not know you, but they will know the man. And for the sake of the man, they will show you help. A little card from that man will turn things around. Am I speaking to somebody here? A phone call from that man will make people in authority to begin to respond to you and to grant you access and what your heart desires in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is strange. One of our sons some years ago went to the embassy, not going for just a visiting visa. He wanted to relocate his family to America, himself, the wife, and the child. It was difficult, but he got there. And as he got there, they were interviewing him. He just was giving them papers. They were not looking at the papers, and he gave them pictures. And as they were, the interviewer, a woman, was going through the pictures, he just saw my picture when I was praying for him. And then the woman stopped and said, do you know this man? Bishop Michael. He said, yes. He's my father in the Lord. He's the one that joined me and my wife. He's the one that dedicated my baby. He said, you do? Then you know him. You go to his church? He said, yes. He said, I will give you the visa for his sake. That's how the young man got to America, and he's in America till today. Why? God positioned somebody that knew me, and for my sake, he got it. I prophesy, for my sake or the sake of somebody, God will give you something that under normal circumstances you could not get. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' mighty name. An influencer. For the sake of Saul, men gathered and they sent a message. I like that. He said, tell them, by this time when the sun is hot, tomorrow you shall have help. You shall have help. You shall have help. And indeed, before the sun was up, did they have help or they did not have help? They had help. The enemy was destroyed, that two of them could not stay in the same place. I came to prophesy to somebody. I declare and I decree that before the end of this year, 2021, you will have received help. Financial help. Material help. Spiritual help. Business help. Family help. Help in that area of your life that you needed the most. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the power of men of influence and men of access, receive help. Receive help. Receive help. Receive help. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever that man, woman, boy, girl is, that power is, that seemed to trouble you, your helper will scatter that person, scatter that power, destroy that evil force. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What held you captive shall not hold you captive anymore. Because the help that is coming will destroy every stronghold of the wicked over your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shout, I receive help by the strange power of men of influence and men of access in Jesus' mighty name. Shout aloud, amen. I wrap up by this. I will not forget, during the time that they wanted to crown the Olu, I just did not get interested, and I was not really interested, but certain persons kept telling me to go. Pastor Shola will always say, Papa, you need to go. You should not stay away. My brother, Bishop Mike, you hear me? From where we also kept calling. I saw all of this as, well, let me pray. And I had a witness in my spirit to go. And it was late. It was just a day to the time I heard that it was, you need cards to enter into the place where the coronation will take place. And if you don't have a card, you will not be allowed entrance in. And then I said to myself, how can I go there now? And then I'll now be staying outside. I went to my brother in worry. And we were together and he said, I have some cards. And the cards he had, he didn't know that those were not the cards that you needed to enter in. It was the invitation card that he had. But the cards that they needed, they were red cards, they were gold cards, and they were green cards that gave you access. And because he did not know, one of the green cards he had, he gave it to somebody else. He didn't know that was the main card that he was needed. He kept the main invitation card thinking that was the thing. So it was only one green card that he had. And that green card was to the place where you are to sit down and watch TV on a big screen, viewing center. In the same location, though. But it was a viewing center. When he said that, I had called Papa Ayo, my father in the Lord. And I said, Papa, I know you are going for this thing. He said, yes. He said, I'm coming with you. He said, Papa cannot be walking by himself alone, no. I need to stand by Papa's side. And I said, my son, I'm here, come. I said, okay. Man of what? Influence and access. I went with my bishop friends, my bishop brother, and one of the two bishops ahead into Ode Shekiri. That's what you call Big Worry. And as we stayed there, we saw the thing firsthand that they were bouncing people. Nobody could enter. I said, this is serious. Now that you have only one card, both of us cannot use the card. We are all dressed in bishopric robe. How will a bishop now be of my caliber be struggling? So I just said, no. I need to connect quickly. So I called Papa Ayo's PA, Papa Sobayo. Where is Papa now? He said, they've been waiting for me since now so that I will join with Papa, sit with him in the car and go to the waterside for the regatta and everything. I said, I was already in Big Worry. So I did not go with them for the regatta. If I had followed him from the beginning, I would have been in the regatta. Am I correct? But I missed that because I didn't follow a man of access. I went on my own. And the small boat I entered almost had the accident. You will not believe it, that almost capsized. God saved us. But this is where I'm going to. When I saw that I couldn't enter, and I was targeting for him to come quickly, and I walked towards one of the jetties to wait for him. As he came, I greeted him. And one other bishop also, who was fully robed, so that he could not enter, he too tamad me. Because he didn't know Papa, and I mean no Papa. And I mean no Papa AIDS. So the minute they saw me, Bishop, welcome. So Papa was walking, I was walking by his side. He too quickly stayed behind me. And that's how we are walking. Now, if I did not go to locate him, where I was waiting for him before was not where he came through. A car picked him up from a certain point and I was there. That was how we all entered the car. And we drove through another route and went through a private entrance. I don't get card, but I get Papa. Were they asking for card? So as he was going, I too was going. Anyway, I put leg, and he taking leg come out, I could put my own leg there. I was quick to always put my leg where he took his leg from. As the soldiers were greeting me and the hefty bodyguards were greeting him, all those guys with chest like blackboard, that's how they, now me too, I collect the greeting. Because if you shun for Oga, you go shun for Oga wife. If in dog they there too, you go do it in. You go shun for in dog. All of them, you must shun for them. As long as they now Oga, I carry them come. So as Papa was walking, that's how I walked. without anybody stressing me, without any card. That's how I entered. And he sat in front because they gave him his own special seat. And then me, I came with him now. He could not go and throw me away. And Bishop, fully robed, came with Papa. Dignitary I am. They now gave me a seat behind him, about one or two seats behind him. And I sat down. The other man wouldn't even get card. Now back. Now they push and go. He get card though, but they push and go back for one viewing center. Now me now will not get card, but I had a man of influence. I entered. Am I speaking to somebody here? God will give you men of influence. On the Sunday of the Thanksgiving, I went to see Baba with my cousin, my brother. After first service, he said, okay, are you people going there? And I said, yes. But we needed to pass through his church. I preached for him. And then they called me. Can Baba come now to the center, to the palace where the Thanksgiving was taking place? I said, Baba could come. Not knowing that Baba got there before me. Entered in. I finished preaching and I rushed with my brother to the place. Only to get there, Baba was in. They started calling me. Bishop, where are you? Where are you? He said, Baba has kept a seat by his side, waiting for me. I got there, the whole place was jammed. But because of the man of influence that I know, I passed through the gates of all securities. And everybody was already seated. The Olu was seated. The wife was seated. Governors were seated. Even ex-president Obasanjo was seated. And I walked in, greeted Baba, and sat by his side. Why? A man of influence. And when we needed to serve the communion, I was the one that took the communion and handed it over to the Olu himself and the wife to take. Why? I was standing with a man of influence. Under normal circumstance, I wouldn't have been able to go there. But by virtue of him whom I followed, I entered. I stand on this altar and I prophesy, God will give you connection with men of influence. God will make you know them and be their friend, and you will operate together and flow together, and they will stand to help you in the day, in the night, financially, spiritually, maritally, monetarily, in every area of your life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. From this altar, I release to you supernatural men of influence, supernatural women of influence, supernatural men of access, supernatural women of access, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I release game changers into your life, into your business, into your finances, into your destiny, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Things will not remain the way they are. They change from today. By the authority, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Shout amen 3 times. Amen. And while you are standing, look at it. Galatians 2:2. Galatians 2:2. And I went up by what? Revelation. And communicated unto them the gospel which I preached. Which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to who? Privately to them which were of reputation. Lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. Which means when you hang out with people that have no reputation, men and women of repute, which means men and women of influence and access. If you don't hang out with them and you don't walk with them, you will run through life in vain. You will run through life in vain. Listen, you need men of influence and reputation in your life. Am I speaking to somebody? You must deliberately look for a way to access them. They will not come to you. You are the one that needs them. You are the one to go to them. God will give you open doors to locate them. Your path and their path will cross. in Jesus' mighty name. The Bible says concerning Jesus, do you not know that he had such men? He was the one that deliberately established a connection and a meeting between himself and who? Zacchaeus. Who was Zacchaeus? A man of influence and access. A publican that was heavily loaded financially. The Bible says Jesus went through Jericho, not because he was going to preach, not because he was going to heal, but because he wanted to establish that connection with Zacchaeus. And he knew Zacchaeus would be there. Zacchaeus, who was short and couldn't see through the crowd, went and climbed the tree. When Jesus was passing, where did he stop? Where the tree was and where Zacchaeus was on top. And he looked up and said, Zacchaeus, come down. Today, I will be a guest in your house. Who invited him? He invited himself. Why? He needed him as a man of repute and access and influence in his life and ministry. You must create that connection and contact. Don't shy away from big men. Do not say they are saucy. Do not say that they are proud. They take too much to themselves. Look for a way to befriend them. Look for a way to have their contacts. You might meet them someday. Am I talking? Not because you want to do anything bad with them, but because it is a necessity. Can I talk to somebody here? Do you know it took Joseph of Arimathea, who was a man of influence and access, to allow for the body of Jesus to be taken? Because Jesus was considered as a criminal. And who would have had this body? Is it not the government? But a man of influence and access collected it because he was a friend to who? To Pilate. Am I talking there? And the Bible says it was not only him. The man called Nicodemus as well was a man of influence. And all these were secret disciples. I came to say to you, you need secret great men in your life. I pray and prophesy, you begin to locate them. They will locate you. Your path and their path will cross. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Lift up your voice and say, oh Lord, grant me access to men of access and to men of influence. In Jesus' name, connect me to them. Cause me to know them and cause them to help me. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name. Please look at me. I want to beg you for one thing. Men of influence and access and repute will not look for you. You are the one that must look for them. Some of you, God has given you connection with people, but you never reached them. You never did anything. What I'm telling you, I'm telling myself. Since the last time the Vice President came to Nigeria and gave me his number, after I spoke to him once or twice, I stopped calling. But you know, if I had continued access and continued communication with him, I would have been able to get some blessings beyond this. What I say to you, I say by revelation. I also am still guilty, and I have to work on it. So, but for us, people we should reach out to, we are not reaching out to them. Just sending words of encouragement to them is what they need. Add value to their life. Is there anything I can help you to do, sir? Oh, I'm praying for you, sir. Oh, I am at your service at any time, sir. I just called to greet you, sir. Oh, I just sent this message to appreciate you and to thank God for what you did for me the other time. Oh, I did not forget it. Heaven will bless you. Keeping contact with them will make them remember you. Am I talking now? When there was bread in Egypt, was there Joseph not in Egypt? But were they not suffering in Canaan? Until they went to Egypt, did they know that their helper was waiting for them? They did not know. Many of us, people that you have passed through your life and you have passed through their life, many of them are in some places. It's because you are not accessing them. That's why you're not receiving help from them. All this that you call a problem is not a problem because somebody can help you to solve it. But you have not located the person. Or the person is there, you are not reaching out to the person. You are complaining the person to the phone, big man. Not be big man in B. If you be that big man, you go phone busy as well. And most of the time, big men are busy. You call once, you call twice, three times, the person not take your call. Hey, I better not call again. Go be, I just bother myself. Listen to me, they are busy. They are busy. Humble yourself. Reach out to people that matter. Go out of your way. And it will be a blessing to you. Am I talking to somebody here? May the grace that turns situations around turn it around for us. In Jesus' name. Please, join me tomorrow. Don't be tired of me calling for prayer. So I have found that the only thing that changes things is prayers. Join me tomorrow, Monday. If you can fast, fast. That's the prayer we will do tomorrow. Lord, cause me to do what? To locate and know and receive help from what? Men of influence and men of access and men of reputation. Take it as a strong prayer point. 5 o'clock here, we are praying. And 5, 6 o'clock, we are done. 1 hour prayers in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name.